بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Our young and intelligent generation, which is going to undertake the national and revolutionary duty to take the second step of the revolution and manage the future of the country, needs a real software. In order to correctly tread the path of the revolution, which will help Iran and the Iranian nation reach the summit, the young generation needs a reliable and comprehensive software to rely on. This software, which could be accelerating, facilitating, and even transforming at certain times, is Imam's lessons. Lessons that can be sought in Imam's statements and behavior. The first point that should be discussed about Imam is the leadership of the greatest revolution in the history of all revolutions. I'll explain this leadership later. Why do we call it the greatest revolution in the history of revolutions? In the history of revolutions, there are many small and big revolutions. The most famous one is the Great French Revolution, which was conducted in 1789, the 18th century. And another famous revolution is the Soviet Revolution carried out in 1917, the 20th century.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
These two revolutions are the most famous revolutions in the history of revolutions. But the Islamic Revolution is greater than these two. Why? There are different reasons. I will cite an important and fundamental reason, and that is these two revolutions, the French Revolution and the Soviet Revolution, were conducted by the people. It was the people who brought them victory. But after the revolution was conducted, the people were completely sidelined. The people failed to play any part in the continuation of the revolution that had been conducted by them with all their heart and soul on the streets. What was the result? The result was that these two revolutions quickly deviated from their initial popular course. After 12, 13 years of the Great French Revolution, a revolution that had been carried out against the king and against monarchy, turned into a monarchy of another ilk. Napoleon came to power, wore the crown, and monarchy reappeared. He was in power for almost 15 years. Later, he was ousted, and the same family, which the French Revolution had been formed against, returned and took the matters in their hands. The Bourbons, they came to power again. When the people are not in their arena, this is what happens.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.